Well, one of the most well-known TV shows that takes place in Colorado is South Park, the Comedy Central cartoon that's been around since 1997. And this year, it's gotten very political. Joining us now is Ryan Parker of The Hollywood Reporter, and by the way, a Colorado native. Ryan, welcome.
Hello there.
And first of all, South Park has made some interesting choices in how they cover this election, starting with making Mr. Garrison a stand-in for Donald Trump. Let's listen to this. This is the start of his campaign last season, just as Donald Trump was starting to rise in real life.
Seems like everyone's afraid to speak the truth around here. Well, I'm throwing my hat in and saying, I'll figure this thing out. Now, I might not understand politics or immigration policies or the law or basic ideological concepts, but damn it, I understand there's a bunch of Canadians here and I'm going to do something about it.
Going to do something about the Canadians. Tell us about that, about using Mr. Garrison in that way.
Well, you know, it was really brilliant in the fact that they flipped everything on its ear. Garrison was already a pretty outrageous character who always said things that, you know, would make you raise your eyebrows. So it really wasn't that big of a surprise that he necessarily became the Donald Trump character. But what was really smart and what the show does is that it sort of went at it in a different direction. And instead of having a problem with Hispanics, he had a problem with Canadians being the illegal immigrants that he wants to get rid of. And that's his driving force for, you know, how he thinks he can make the country better.
And Hillary Clinton is also featured on the show. There's not a stand-in for her like there is for Donald Trump. Ahead of the debate Clinton has with Mr. Garrison in the third episode of the season, her operatives remind her to make sure she holds the line to insist that Donald Trump, or Mr. Garrison in this case, is a liar. And then during the debate, it kind of backfires.
Okay, look, just vote for her. She knows politics. She really wants to put this country first.
My opponent is a liar.
Would you just please shut up?
And he cannot be.
Get out of your own way.
Cannot be trusted.
Are they equal opportunity mockers here?
Oh, they absolutely are. This is not the first time that Hillary Clinton has been a part of the series at all. She's been featured before and is usually the butt of a joke somehow or another. So they will talk about and satirize whatever they feel like. You know, I got it straight from the guys. They're not out to, quote unquote, get anybody or change anybody's mind per se. They're equal opportunists when it comes to making fun of and joking about everything. And I think that that's really what makes the show so appealing to such a wide range of audience.
What do you think they're bringing that other comedians, other satire are not bringing in this election? We've got Saturday Night Live. We've got Samantha Bee, Stephen Colbert and others. But what's South Park bringing this different?
Well, they go at it from a different angle, which is why I think people have always loved the show. Everybody you've mentioned is doing brilliant work, but they're taking everything at face value and they're kicking it up a notch and making it funny, which is fantastic. But with South Park, what they did in the most recent episode is a great example. They turned the Garrison Trump figure into a stand-up comedian who is a total misogynist. Now, the men in the audience love all of his horrible jokes that he's saying about women, but the women are really upset and are leaving the crowd, even though everybody was on board beforehand when he was saying his outrageous comments, which really lends itself to what's happening in the actual election.
And by the way, they have been satirizing elections for many years now. Let's listen back to season 12. This is a little bit that they did after Barack Obama won, and here's how McCain voters were reacting.
No, this can't happen. No!
Stephen!
It's all over, Linda. The country as we know it is about to change. We're all dead.
You don't know that, Stephen.
With an inexperienced man in president, we do know it. He is right. Game over, man. Okay? We'll probably...
You know, the funny thing is that a lot of people don't think of South Park as a political show at all.
No, they don't, and it's done on purpose. You know, Matt and Trey don't want it to be thought of as a political show. When I interviewed them most recently, they told me that, you know, they're not The Daily Show, and they don't want to be The Daily Show. But the fact that they turn episodes around so quickly every week, they're starting on their new episode Thursday, they're already working on the episode that will air next Wednesday. It allows them to be very topical. And right now, the election is what's going on. For the past few seasons, they've been working with singular storylines that have multiple offshoots, and they're allowed to do that because people consume television in a different way these days. They don't need to wrap up every episode to worry about people being lost when the episodes go into syndication. So it allows them to address much broader topics like the election.
That's Ryan Parker of The Hollywood Reporter talking with us about South Park. Ryan, thanks.
Thank you very much.